shit, man, for real. No, I could get used to the stereo. Yeah.
Man. I ain't got no snack. It's late.
Oh, man, I got like 12 bags of Cheez-It Puffs, Lay's and Cheez-Its teamed up. It's like a Nabisco orgy.
Yeah, I ain't even sounding clear. Got this Bluetooth on. I was finna go get me a drink. Man, what's up though? Shit. Tell me if you can hear me.
Funk, I mean, I'm barely get off this shit.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just frying like some salmon right now.
Nah, I'm good right now, man. Shit, I want some Cheetos, man. My buck out doing this show. Go run to the gas station. Oof. Talking Chip Podcast.
Yeah, man. What
man.
Does everybody want? I mean, I don't understand. Everybody wants fat snacks. Like, why not just be happy with a stick of celery or some shit? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, who's going to fry some kale up or something, bro?
As the beat goes on, yeah, I hear you.
I just had fried kale last week, man.
I hear you, man. It was amazing. It's all good. It is. Yeah. It is amazing.
I put it in the oven for like 15 minutes. You can't eat that middle part, whatever that's called.
Man. Try to get this title up here, man. Let people know this is a DNA show right now. Yeah. Damn, Reddit trying to start their own stock market thing. Jeez. Damn, the Nazis back in Gaza. Caitlin Clark. Well, Nebraska. Yeah. Portugal. Yeah. Whoa, center right projected to win Portugal election 2024. Kirk Cousins, Atlanta Falcon, Mike Vick signing.
Oh, damn. Affirmative action.
Bitcoin over $70,000? Damn.
I got my announcement to make, too.
SpaceX, Crew Dragon from ISS Monday, they blew up. Damn. Jeez.
Hold on. What did you just say?
Man, fuck SpaceX. Trump back? Trump is back. He said the Oscars was bullshit. Trump. Big Daddy. Big Daddy Trump. Not Kane. Japan,
yeah, but I mean,
finance minister, foreign minister. Oh, man. Three zodiacs. Whoa. Three new zodiac signs added? Wow. Look at that. Man. We got LGB, T, and Q. Three new zodiac signs added.
Oh, so what does that mean?
Taste the rainbow.
No, I mean, hold on, man. Because I just now, you know, with me being dyslexic, I just now figured out what they were tracing in the sky. And so you just, you know, I mean, if you can just tell me what they mean. Is it like a Peter Pan type of thing or what's up?
Taste the rainbow, man. I don't know.
Mm. Oh, yeah, but yeah, about my announcement, I got a new coin coming out. So I teamed up with a lot of anthropologists, archaeologists, and we're starting our own currency.
Okay. I dig it.
It's called Whalebone. So
what's that?
And the way that it works is, so we kind of create our own currency through Whalebone, you know, the lower jaw being, you know, some of the most prized coins and notes and things of that sort. And yeah, so we're in the beginning phase of it right now. We will take, you know, American money. We take pounds, et cetera, the note. So, you know, just trying to get word out there. Are you interested?
Peas, yeah, man. I got some peas over here, man. As they say on the all those British shows, I got some peas. I got the peas and peas, pounds and pence.
Yeah, literally. We're not going out killing whales to get bones or anything. We're talking about some of the ones that have, you know, kind of washed up on shore and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, straight out of Nicaragua and Arkansas. Whoa.
Well, I'm about to say, I love Arkansas, Nicaragua.
Yeah, hell yeah. Man, I was talking to my cousin earlier tonight, man. Yeah. You hit me. Shout out to Jason, man. Shout out to Jason, man. Friday the 13th, boy. Cuz, he be coming like a killer. Cuz with the hockey mask, he be coming. And my fault. He be bringing the information. He be bringing information.
He put the note. He put the note in your pocket before you walk in the office, right?
No doubt, man. Cause we gotta be careful with words, man. Cause I was breaking some stuff down earlier too, talking about Notorious B.I.G. Bro, Mr. Take That. I don't know, man.
Hey man, where is this? Where are we going? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like. You know what I'm saying? I thought we was gonna leave Bad Boys out the news, bro.
I ain't have my snacks, man. So you know, but I'm just telling the whole story, though, man. All I can say is y'all go back and listen to them Biggie lyrics very closely, man. Take that.
That's how it is.
Yeah, throw them over the bridge. That's how it is.
I was hoping you were gonna be the bigger man.
Take That beef is played out. Man, but we here for the laughs, man, and to learn, man, and deconstructing.
Hey, man, the I white was always paper. On Tupac's side anyway, man. You was the one that was bumping Biggie. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I am, man. Honestly, I am, because I learned this week that that Tupac has sold 85 million records. That's more than any recording rapper in history. So, who's the best rapper ever? Fuck the style points, man. Hey, forget the style points. We go with the man who got the highest number. And it ain't Eminem. Okay? Y'all can cut that out. It's Tupac Shakur.
I'm getting upset.
It's Lassane Crooks. He stole it. He did what he had to do. He's a runaway. 85 million.
Machiavelli's a different artist.
Well, shit, he don't matter. He didn't. Machiavelli didn't sell 85 million.
Yeah, but the Tupac double CD and Machiavelli, those are two different individuals. That's like saying Shakespeare wrote the Bible.
You always trying to snatch the jewels. I'm telling you.
Pause.
Right.
Oh, man. Hey, you crazy jewelry though. Stores still offer credit cards?
Probably so, man. Probably so. And they not doing too well, man. My man Baz Reeves caught 20. Never mind. Cuz was telling me some stuff though, man. Me and Cuz, we got into a little powwow, man, a little cipher. Mm-hmm. Only to find out, man, that we deconstructing this white paper history, right?
Careful.
And what we found on this white paper history was more untold stories. And it goes a little something like this. It's going to be everywhere on TikTok now. Because all they do is steal from us. But we're not crying over spilled milk. They say it's supposed to be flattered.
Well, I mean, would you pay the full price for a black napkin?
Hell yeah. Especially if you gave me a
gold marker. How do you know if you're cleaning your face? How do you know if you're cleaning your face if you're buying black napkins?
Listen, if you gave me a gold marker, I can make some hell of a doodles. So I'm good with the black napkin. Yeah.
Sounds like a new crypto.
Bing, bing. But now we found out that some Germans came to town like Santa.
Oh,
they was dropped off in our neighborhood. In our neighborhood. And this ties into this DNA test.
They never got flies, and they never got flies in their beer mugs, right? Or what are those called, like steins?
Yeah, which is kind of interesting because they paid them in cigarettes and beer.
That sounds like a nigga.
They were paying the German POWs that was in my backyard. They were in my backyard. They were paying them in cigarettes and beer. So I understand how Bob Marley, right? I understand how Bob Marley came about. Because they literally sprinkled Nazis all over the US, man, like sprinkles on ice cream, bro. Let's see.
This sounds like crazy a Boris stuff. Cudjoe thing.
Boris Cudjoe. Let's see how crazy this message is going to be.
Hey, what's up, Dr. One Tone, Robin, and Hayden? Talking shit. DNA results, 23andMe, and Hayden. So it's Hayden's results. I took a DNA test with Ancestry.com. Yeah, it was really interesting. I'm mostly Nigerian and then other West African places, but I'm mostly Nigerian.
That's what's up. Where is Bond?
I'm Johnny Appleseed Americano.
Hey, Casey. Take that. Casey K. Flames. We appreciate your comment. I just want to know one thing. Were you born in Nigeria, or were you born in the States, or were you born in England? Because it sounds like you have the British accent.
She probably got on British nights.
They
right
sprinkled
now.
Nazis all over the US. And I'm not crazy, by the way. But you know that Bob Marley's from Jamaica?
Absolutely. But his poppy is from Germany.
Is Cassie, not Casey, Cassie.
Take that, for sure.
I mean, everybody knows Bob Marley is Jesus Christ reincarnated.
Yeah, this is a British app, and I'm a British person born in Britain, but my parents are from the Caribbean islands of Grenada and Trinidad.
I just bought some tea yesterday, baby. I just bought some tea.
Whoa, Boston Tea Party. I love the interaction, man. I appreciate you joining
in,
man.
No, I'm serious, man. They had, Walmart had a sale. What was that, Yogi? That Yogi brand, man. It's the turmeric. Yeah.
Turmeric. Oh, but no, I was saying. I was saying to Cassie, I was asking her, you said you was Nigerian. But you said you're from Grenada, from Trinidad, by way of England.
Water that's ride, a hell man.
That's a hell of a boat ride.
I'm from the water. You know what I mean, man? Like, we gotta get back.
You two are actually funny. You're making me laugh. And you're like, oh, let's see how crazy she is. I know there's a lot of crazy people on this app, but I am not one of them. Not at all.
They called Jesus crazy, sweetie.
No one called you crazy. We actually enjoy the interaction because all of these shows are going to be on Apple Podcasts, the Talking Chip Podcast. I'm going to actually put a link up in there, man, so you can follow. But the link for the podcast, we do post all the shows that are worthy on, we post them on Spotify so y'all can circulate and listen to yourself over and over and over again. Take that.
Hey, I'm actually starting to learn how to eat fish skin.
What the fuck? Fish skin?
Yeah, like I feel like I used to throw it away. But somebody told me, you know, that's where like a lot of the good mineral stuff is. And then, I mean, I want to, if I got the courage to eat that fish, then I need to go ahead and start eating the gamey part and be a real ass nigga.
Like the fish head, right? Somebody was like, yeah,
Hey, you know what I'm saying? If Jesus was standing right there seeing me eat that fish and I don't eat that skin, then come on, bro.
fish head, bro. Fish head is, they say the fish head is healthy for the brain.
Oh, you serious?
Yeah, dude. So do you suck on the fish head? Pause.
And I just told him last week I got back in the church. All right.
Hey,
No, man,
man.
we don't do fish heads over here, bro. Catfish over here will kill you.
Catfish. I can't
Yeah.
eat catfish from the basis that it has two names, cat
Oh.
and fish.
Oh. So you go overseas and you get some fish and chips in you. So now my fish fry ain't good enough, right?
I don't, man. Yo, give me cod. Give me some cod, some good cod.
So you on that type of time now, play?
Yeah, talking about boat rides, that's funny because my dad actually got here as a stowaway. His mum had come over here to work before him and left him with my grandparents, well, his grandparents, my great grandparents, and him and his older brother snuck onto a boat and came to England.
Oh shit.
Damn. So he's like Paddington Bear. Woof.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Who's that?
Paddington the Bear. He from Brazil. He was a stowaway on the boat. The little bear that
Oh,
wear
for
the
real?
bro, the bear that wear the he wear the raincoat with the galoshes and the
Oh, okay. All right. I just bought
Yeah.
two bears from the thrift store, man. That's where I'm trying to see
Yeah.
if I got something.
And this was in the 1800s or the 1900s, your great grandfather. Let us know.
Yeah.
Hey, so I'm gonna be famous. Okay, let me stop trolling y'all. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. No, I ain't from no England. I'm from Louisiana, actually, Baton Rouge to be exact. And yeah, I just do accents and stuff, guys. So I'm sorry for trolling y'all. Pleased to meet
Oh
you.
no, you all right? Hey, maybe
All
in
good.
another universe, right?
We are in the metaverse, man. Let me get some what it is. Let me get some boudin then, if you're from Louisiana, man. Let me get some of them boudin balls. Pause. Them fried
I
ribs
mean,
from the gas station be hitting though. I can't even lie, man.
and to think that the actors went on strike and we got talent out here like that, right?
Big talent out here, man. Shout out to bro. Let me tell you something. England, hands down, the school of drama that they attend. Yeah, wicked performances that they be laying down, man, on film. Now,
Yeah, and that's what I was asking you earlier. Like, I mean, throughout history, like when did we go from you had to be really talented if you had like gladiators and we had to get lions and tigers, to kill people in a coliseum, and you were so we they were so good with thought-provoking words and wordsmiths over in England, inland. That we just sit around and watch people on stage with wooden sticks go at it, right?
imagine Othello saying, "Halt! Who goes there to a damn roaring tiger?" And the whole crowd just stops. Yeah, crazy,
Yeah,
right?
that's that. I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. How do we go from the gladiator all the way over here to dyslexia and ADHD?
I don't know. Let's check this message.
All right, here we go.
No, I'm only joking. Cap, cap, cap. I am British. But, no, it was my dad, and he must have come over in the 70s. Yeah. Yeah, in the
Okay.
70s. It was the 70s, not no 1800s. Relax.
Well, we're
So
always looking for a good slave story.
Oh my gosh. Yo, so he chose to take the boat ride to England from Jamaica, I mean, from Trinidad, which is pretty amazing. Instead of taking that boat ride to Florida to pick to cut sugar cane, which most West Indians were doing in the 70s, and they were coming over to Florida to cut cane. Now, it's a true story because this is where I'm from. You know what I mean? I'm keeping it real. And so I met a lot of guys in my hometown, which, this is the DNA results right here. So I'm understanding how so many Europeans, some Europeans, got mixed up with us, man, because they were, bro, they lied to us for the most part. This
How do they
whole
lie to us?
World War II, World War I thing was just a ploy for them to take certain
Careful.
people and mix them around, disband their government, right? And allow them to get away by putting them in plain
Man, I
sight.
told you I just bought that Lifetime V-Day last week, bro, and I put it on eBay, and you do this type of shit?
Yeah, man, Time Warner, all that shit is bull. That's bull. That's bull. That's
Hey,
bull.
man, and he knows I just bought that military collection stuff now, and I'm trying to put it on eBay. Now he want to step on my water? Come on,
Right,
bro.
right. Well, check it,
Yeah,
right?
man, you know Saving Private Ryan is coming up.
Listen, all right. Imagine, right, having a world war, right, in the biggest countries, quote unquote, America, who is technically a hub. It's a hub for immigrants, right, that came over in the last 50 to 60 years.
Slow it down.
They then turn band together as a government, form an army, and they go back and plunder under the name of the army and the military their home countries, and they come and
Sounds
take
like
all the
democracy
fucking,
to me, baby.
bro, they take all the artifacts and bring them back and stuff them in museums. It's pure savagery, bro. Savagery.
I mean, at least we get fries with our burgers. What next?
Thank you, Frenchie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I
Yeah, I
mean,
know
what?
about the Is it the Everglades, the Florida Everglades, and there was the Jamaicans that came over to cut the cane? I actually got a book in my book list that I haven't read yet, but I'm going to start reading about that whole situation because I know there was a big thing, and then they came together and sued them because they kind of stopped work. It was a whole thing. But Tone, I don't like the way that little man weave is just sitting on your head, and you've got the twist coming, and I can actually still see the bald bear at the back of your head. You're gonna have to change that. It's not cute.
God damn. Hey, man, I said, boy, I tell you what.
She brutal.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, but like I said, man, back to your point. Tom, we just can't stay out of the slave ships and the plantation fields. I mean, man, man, I'm trying to progress, bro. I'm trying to dress like in Julius Caesar this year, bro. And you niggas keep still putting me in Capri Suns, high waters, cutting sugar for Sonny D to kill more of my goddamn people eating iron kids bread. You know what
Yo,
I'm
man, give
saying?
me,
Hey, man,
bro,
what's that?
listen. Give me one of them Hugo Boss Nazi uniforms.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
know them. Hey,
Looking
yo.
like Carl Kane, right?
Looking like a racehorse jockey, you know?
I mean, man, can you imagine having Hugo Boss, Nazi issued Hugo Boss? Nigga, please.
And these are stone cold facts. Man,
What do
I
you mean?
wonder who
It's so
made.
these people know this. I still got the cologne.
True. I wonder who made Napoleon Bonaparte's outfits, man. Was it Louis Vuitton?
I mean, hey, it could have been. I mean, you may want to get with Captain Crunch people. Yeah, I think that's General Mills.
Yeah.
Type two.
Captain Crunch. Jeez.
That's
So,
debunking some of that Anglo.
yo, every cartoon is just basically a subliminal message talking about all the negative things of the past, albeit racism, albeit segregation, slavery, separatism, imperialism, colonization. Every cartoon is basically telling the same story. All of them. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Nah, I mean, not the Smurfs. I mean, I think the Smurfs was, I think that,
Shit.
hey, come on, Tone, I'm not gonna let you sit up here and do that, bro. Like,
Shit.
I mean,
Yeah.
hey, I let you say your piece, bro. You're not gonna sit up here and disrespect the Smurfs. The
The
Smurfs
Smurf,
was the only, you were allowed to
the
watch
Smurf.
them in church.
Bro, listen. First of all, the caps that the Smurfs wore
Yeah.
are from Surfdom.
Okay.
Okay? Those caps indicate that they were free from being indentured servants or slaves.
All right now. Come, Bear, come on. But keep bringing it
I'm
on.
that's what I'm saying. Like the costumes, the looks, everything about it, about
So
a
they were
animation.
free, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. And who kept chasing
All
them?
right then. So what you
Who
talking about?
kept
You
chasing
know
them?
what I'm saying? I
A
just
white
told you I
witch.
bought two slaves.
Hey, a white witch kept chasing them in the forest, trying to eat
Oh,
them,
damn.
bro.
Damn, that
It's
was
crazy.
that is. I said, yeah, that is kind of messed. But they were blue, right? Like those Skittles.
Yeah.
No,
Papa
Louis
Smurf was
Vuitton
cool.
didn't make Bonaparte's uniform. He died about 30 years before Louis Vuitton was founded.
No. That's not true. Louis Vuitton was founded officially in 1315.
Oh shit.
Okay.
I feel like 2 Chainz is watching.
He was Malcolm X's great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Hey, come
He was
on, man. Are you? Hey, man, what are you? Come on, bro.
Detroit Red, aka Malcolm X's great-great-grandfather. He's Louis X.
I know
Louis
that jawbone
X.
from anywhere.
Louis X. I'm telling you, look him up. And he ended and abolished slavery and indentured servants in
Oh,
1315 in
Jesus
France.
Christ. Oh, man, this.
That's Louis Vuitton. LV, baby. LV.
So who gonna run the gamut on that, man? I said I want my money.
I don't know, man. TikTok, man, bro, they be stealing from my show so much. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous the way they come in and they chop our show up and they put out these historical facts and they do 100,000 million views off
I
of
mean, man, I mean, I know that jawbone. I know Malcolm X jawbone anywhere. And I'm glad you brought this up because you know with my new crypto company Whalebone, you know we are inspired by Templeton number 10, his jawbone. I mean you can get a lot of bone marrow out of that thing.
For sure. Shout out to Delicious from the Flavor of Love. She's in the building all the way from Detroit.
All right now.
Shout
See,
out to
they know how to
Delicious.
have church down there, baby.
I'm trying to tell you. Ain't that what? No, Malcolm
Amen.
was from Nebraska. He was from Nebraska. Yeah.
Yeah, he
But they
was
moved
the
to Michigan.
Omaha.
Yeah. Nah, he was a Blackfoot.
A what?
Yeah, he was a light-skinned Blackfoot.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Crow. My
Okay.
fault. Could have been a
Oh,
Crow.
okay. I'm about to say, man. I mean, it looked like he looked like he was walking like an Egyptian, right?
Yeah,
Hey,
man.
Hey, I said Malcolm X was related to King Tut while he had it, right?
For sure. For sure. No doubt. Yeah. No doubt, man. But now, man,
so what, hold on. So what you trying to say, if you try to say there's a group of Indians in America that are the Crow that kind of look like the Egyptians, because in Egyptian lore, the Crow is the one that judges the size of your heart and whether you get to go to the afterlife or not. And if you don't, I think it devours it, right?
Yeah, man, they all over D.C. They all over Washington, D.C., man. Ben's Chili Bowl was founded by those guys. For sure.
Oh, damn. Well, yeah. I mean, so dinosaurs do exist, but go ahead.
Nipsey Hussle, he was, Tiffany Haddish, she from the Klan, all those guys from the Klan.
Oh, whoa, hey, what are you talking about? Tiffany Haddish is an African-American young actress.
Nah, she from the split of Ethiopia. I can't say the name. What it is?
She can probably keep water in those dimples.
Oh yeah, for sure. Isn't she over there right now?
I hadn't checked.
I thought she
was still on the Steve Harvey show.
Nah, I thought she went to Gaza and she was doing something.
Oh no, that's not Tiffany Haddish. That's the other girl, right? I'm getting my black women confused. Sweet Jesus.
They do not all look alike.
No, man. I wasn't even going there. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's just, I mean, the thing with, yeah, man. Like I said, everybody's looking like Fannie Willis right now to me. I'm sorry.
Fannie Willis. Heralded. What, why is she famous?
Why is she famous? Because she went to school.
I think Fannie Willis, she spit on a cracker, right? Saltine?
Whoa. No. I think she's a judge in Georgia.
Yeah. It's all good. What's good, Mr. Taco Bell?
What's good with your brother?
We doing our thing over here, man. What's good?
Man, what's going on, man? Did y'all watch that movie, Tyrone Got Cloned?
For sure.
Yeah, what y'all thought about that? About, like, when Jamie Foxx went to the hospital, they was like, that nigga was a clone.
I mean, we all clones.
Hell yeah. Hell, I just met my clone the other day and handed him a light bill.
We all clones.
Mr. Pico.
I mean, when you think about it, you're 50% of your mom and you're 50% of your dad. We're all clones.
String theory.
Yeah. But it's all right, movie, though.
I think James Harden is my clone.
Damn. The beard.
James Harden. Hey, man, if you hear me, James, help me get out of here, man. Help me get out of here. It's me.
James needs some Ozempic, bro. I was looking at him the other day. I thought he was wearing a bulletproof vest playing the other day, man. He tugged like Santa Claus out there on that court now.
That nigga's all ancient Sumerian. Shout out Billy. Tell your boy Billy, we got a damn Anunnaki playing basketball right now. His name is James Harden.
For sure. Billy Carson. Billy just gave away a car, man. He just gave away, Mercedes the other day.
Oh, Billy got his own.
Yeah, man, he got his own award show coming up. Bro about to make his own ancient history Oscar program, man.
I've been trying to get a hold of him to help me rewrite some Bible.
No doubt. We need that. We need that.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody said Billy Carson helped you rewrite the Bible, we going fucking platinum. We going platinum, right?
Motel 6, baby.
No, I'm serious. Hey, you know what? We might get a deal with the Mormons. Now that I think about it, right?
Not
and
the
we
Mormons.
Want Mel Gibson. No, I'm serious. I said I want a Mount Rushmore of revised people that are going to help me rewrite the Bible. I want Billy Carson. I want Mel Gibson. I mean, should I go ahead and do it? Stanley Kubrick, because we got to sell, right?
Man, you want crack? You want what's the guy that I discovered recently? You
Terry want McMillan. Cracker?
Cracker Lawrence. Lawrence the Cracker.
What?
My fault. Yeah.
He was the guy. I'm talking about the Bible.
That's what I'm talking about. He was the guy who told us that they put 9,000 Germans POWs in our backyard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. And that was
but I'm trying
crazy.
To sell, bro. You trying to tell the truth? I'm trying to write the fucking Bible. You trying to tell the fucking truth? I'm trying to sell right now.
My fault. I forgot it's a magic carpet ride with the Bible, man. It's sci-fi.
You ain't got to go there, brother. You ain't got to go there.
It is sci-fi, man.
Can I get your starting four on who you would pick to write the Bible right now?
Man, none other than himself. What's the guy who played God?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, man, for sure.
All right. Damn, that's a good one.
He gonna be number one. If we had to rewrite the Bible, I'm picking Morgan Freeman. Let's see. If I could have caught her before she died, Betty White, for sure. I would have incorporated Betty White. Let me see. Marla Gibbs, because she is always overlooked. 227.
Oh,
Marla
damn, Gibbs. That's another good one.
Hell yeah, Marla Gibbs.
God damn it. She was always looking out after things. I would love her interpretation.
And my starting four, let me see. I gotta go way out there, man. Well, hey, Trump, bro.
Kevin Costner.
I'm Trump.
Oh,
Trump.
My.
Trump. D-Treasy. Yeah.
He's most definitely an Old Testament nigga, right? hey, you said, hey, the other three, you guys can do the New Testament. Trump is doing the Old Testament by himself, right?
I'm doing Trump, bro. Hey, you say we want to sell, we going with Trump, right? And rewriting this Bible, man.
Well, man, I mean, it's just Revelations gets kind of dreary a little bit, right?
Yeah, it do. It's the same story, man. What is it? And I found out it wasn't Doomsday. It was Doomers a Day or some shit like that. I think they was trying to say. Yeah, kind of like MF Doom or something like that. Let's see. Hold on.
Hey, spinning on through on my e-read time, because why wouldn't you? The illustrious panel before me. Gentlemen, how are you? Let's do this.
Yeah, man, I recently went to the show, man. I recently went to the MVA, man, the DMV. I changed my name. I'm now affably known as Peter Tony going forward.
Oh.
Tone Robin. Yeah, Tone. I buried Tone Robin, man. So we going Peter Tony going
Hopefully
forward.
You're not blackface, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of sensitive about that. Hey, and then, hey, like, what if I go into the DMV with blackface on? Like, what does that say about me as a person?
I mean, bro, you know, I don't think it'll be taken out of context now, because we would just
so
say you got on lotion.
So you wouldn't judge me if we went out to the club or something to hang out and I had on, like, I put on darker skin to appease myself first?
No, I would say he's wearing sunblock. So we good.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we good.
And as far as rewriting the Bible, I'm going with James Earl Jones.
Man, he just killed it. He killed it. Drop the mic.
I'm trying to tell you, if I could clap for you, I would, brother. Appreciate you, Dub.
Damn. E-Reed. That nigga sound just like God.
Man, I love these live shows, man. The interaction that we get from these live shows. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all got the ratings going crazy. Shout out to England. Shout out to Germany. Shout out to Italy. All these people that, they got us over 1%, bro, that keep checking in for the show overseas. So I got to take another trip. I got to go to the Vatican.
What about James Earl Jones, bro? How come he didn't say it? God damn.
Bro, it slipped my mind. You only gave me 4? Shit. Damn.
Nobody said Charles Heston either. I'm kind of disappointed. It tells you how America's going to hell.
He been dead, bro. We can't go in. We trying to. Hey, look, Stoics, relics. My fault, relics. I threw Betty White up in there because she's a great Satanist, and
come on, man.
What you mean?
You can't say that about Betty White, bro. You already said her co-stars were black.
Listen, we need somebody to fulfill the role of Lilith.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
What you mean?
Man, Adam just got a divorce. Why does God got to be doing all the killing, bro? And that's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to ask people. Can on the revised part of the Bible, can we leave a little bit of the killing out? You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, you're right.
Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm talking about like the cut a kid in half type of stuff. You know, making a mockery versus really doing it, right? You know what I mean?
But his lyrics were as refreshing as Biggie Smalls' first album, bro.
Dude, here we go again.
What you mean? I mean, Biggie said, I'm gonna call my nigga C's or whatever, you know what I'm saying? To bang him in the butt, throw him over the bridge, and then God, what he did? He said, "Don't do that."
There's a reason why Little Kim, only person that knows the answer to that is Little Kim.
Whoa, take that.
Yeah, Queen
B. And then he burned the village down. He burned the village down when exactly? So, you know. He was crazy. He was like, actually, God was like Puffy.
Oh, hey, man, I told you I'm collecting all No Way Out albums right now.
God was like Puffy. How many people Puffy don't have killed? The number's up there, bro.
Man, I don't think none of it's true. Puffy went to go live with the Amish in the summer when he was growing up.
So, I mean, just because he was a part-time Quaker, bro. Doesn't excuse it. Any of his behavior. Careful. What do you mean?
Yeah, he went bro. To the come Quaker on now, village. Man. You know I don't play acorns, bro. That mushroom-headed, purple mushroom-head yogurt slinger.
Hey, Duolingo. Diddy.
Yeah.
Diddy. Puffy. Sean.
Hey, isn't that what Heavy D used to say with his tongue?
What'd he say?
Diddy? Diddly, diddly, diddly?
Head scratcher. I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that. Bun dilly lily lily. I can't say it that fast, man.
No, because all of these articles. Everybody says Heavy D was the only one that could talk to Puffy any type of way he wanted to.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, I can't roll my tongue. I can't roll my R's like Heavy D.
No,
so
I mean,
I don't
that's
know
what where... he, I mean, I think it's like his trademark, man. I mean, I think he sold, hell, he got about 17 songs with that same trademark, like putting on a dress to do Madea. Like, it's a synopsis. It's part of him.
Hey, he was well polished. Pause.
Bellamy. Yeah.
What's up, Tom? What's up, Hayden? What's up, Doug? Hey, Lil' Kim is the Chamber of Secrets, and that's because she went to school with Harry Potter. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. Because Harry Potter was really
night.
Black.
Whoa, she say what? You say, well, let me hear that one more time.
Harry Potter's really what?
What's up, Tom? What's up, Hayden? What's up, Doug? Hey, Lil' Kim is the Chamber of Secrets, and that's because she went to school with Harry Potter. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, because Harry Potter was really black.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's right. Frodo, we coming for you too next, nigga.
23 and me, boys. Just one drop. The one drop rule. The DNA tests are in. That's why we doing this show. Found out that the Germans was in my backyard. Crazy.
Still are.
Still are. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Because
there's no records.
There's no record that they ever sent these people back. We had 9,000 German POWs in Florida. In Florida. In my town.
Have you ever had a timing belt changed in a BMW?
No, actually. No. Huh. No.
But here's the thing. Volvo is my favorite car.
Mm. Yeah. I haven't gotten to the foreigns. My cousin had a Jaguar. And he thought he was doing some shit. He had the double fuel tank. Imagine having that car now. Oh, he had the double fuel tank Jaguar. And we was running to the clubs.
How are you pronouncing that? I thought it's called a Jaguar. How you pronounce it again?
Jaguar. That's what they say overseas.
Oh my
man.
God, this nigga goes over to Europe once again. We read it, Rainbow. Hey, man, come on, bro. It's Jaguar, right?
You talking about Jaguar, right? I'm talking about Jaguar,
No, man, I'm talking about Jaguar, bro. That's the name of it, Jaguar. You talking about Jaguar. Come on, bro. Jaguar. Just go ahead and say it.
Jaguar. Listen, I'm studying Latin right now. It's Jaguar, bro. It's Jaguar.
This nigga's speaking pigeon with no muffins.
Oh, hey, there you go. But nah, man, yeah, the Jaguar, bro. And one thing went out on that car, and it was so expensive, man, to fix it. He just left it at the shop, bro. That's why I never invested in the European vehicles.
It was an expensive cigarette lighter.
Facts.
Yeah. No, the Jaguar to me. So the Jaguar to me is like a cheap East Indian Michael Jackson robot from that video.
Yeah, and then my aunt had a Peugeot. Matter of fact, she was flexing real heavy back in the '80s, bro. She had a Peugeot.
What is a Peugeot?
It's a French car. So she had a Peugeot, and again, yeah, same thing. No one could fix the Peugeot, and it was parked in the backyard. It might still be there. I don't know if she had it towed, but it's a collector's item, bro. Just sitting there with flowers growing out of the car at this point now.
Thank God Lacoste was able to do what they did as far as, clothing and garments and things of that sort. Because, I mean, a French car, I mean, I don't even know. Are there any French cars on the market? What is Fiat? Is that French?
Yeah. Fiat is Latin, actually. Fiat is Latin.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I guess, depends on what turn of the century, right? But, man. Only thing I want French is entities that can possibly give you type 2 diabetes, right?
Damn. Croissant. Bagel. I mean, baguette. Baguette, yeah. Well, man, let's get on this discovery, bro. I took this DNA test, and we had someone in earlier that was giving her results, which was kind of interesting. Shout out to Cassie.
That's kind of selfish, but go ahead, bro.
What you mean?
I mean, it's what like, let me go ahead and look up and decode, I don't know. I just think it's kind of selfish, but I mean, in a healthy way.
Hey, listen, man, I was trying to find out something, but what I discovered was rather interesting. I got cousins to this day that I connected with through 23andMe and through Ancestry.
Oh.
One was actually one town
Bill's
over.
Cultish, right?
Yeah. The occult. Yeah. One was one town over, man. Pretty cool dude. I met him. He's a Kappa. Not from Arkansas.
Not I mean, in that what clan. AI said I was fucking with you, man.
I know.
Your cousins are really over there in Spain, man. I was just fucking with you. I'll give you the money back for your ticket. But no, man, go ahead, man. I mean, you know, you said you met a non-affiliate Kappa, right? Your cousins with a non-affiliate Kappa, correct?
Yeah, not the Kappa Indian tribe. Not to be confused with the Kappa Indians. But yeah, met him. Cool, man. He's a historian. Does a lot of research and stuff for the family. Another guy out of Ohio, a producer, does his thing,
man, enjoys sounds music. Like a cult to me.
Nah, but it was interesting, you know, because a lot of people say, you know, it doesn't work. It does not work. But I went to two family reunions this past summer. And I mean, I met a plethora of people.
There's nothing just scarier than niggas behind laptops, but go ahead.
Yeah, man. With the with those fresh.
Yeah, that shit. I'm getting, baby, you getting scared? I'm getting scared right now, man. Oh, but go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's on my lap, actually. Yeah. I got it right here. I'm ready.
How many niggas? Weaponized. Niggas teaming up. Hey, there you go. Right there, right? Niggas I'm behind weapon. Laptops reading Bibles. It scared me.
Nah, but it's a fun journey, though, bro. I encourage people to take it, man. To see what you come up with, man. It's a good discovery. My aunt was she was really souped up. She was into it. Trying to really locked down who her father was. And a couple people are like that. They are really they were brought up in a situation where either raised as a single parent or with a step parent, and they were trying to see if they could.
Oh, man, I thought you about to talk about a slave ship or something like that.
Nah. Because ironically, man, we got back to wherever it started at, where they started tracking it nationally, publicly. I didn't find a slave in the blood. What year was that? I was all the way back in the 1800s, bro.
See, I mean, I'm gonna need a little bit. So, I mean, before I do mine, man, I need at least 1,000 to a couple of thousand years on my shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? And this is the reason why I'm saying, man, I'm tired of, baby. You know what I'm talking about? They think I'm playing games. I don't give a damn about no 200-year bottle of whiskey, right? I need some wine back in the pre.
You trying to go back to? You trying to go back to what? Nika, and meet Constantine?
Yeah, man. Some of that original shit, bro. You niggas keep coming up with the same boots, man. That wasn't. Y'all had coffins. I want a mausoleum, nigga. A pyramid. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all beat the eating tombstones.
They was just putting you on a boat, man, and burning the boat as they hoist you off the sea back in the day, bro. So you were actually Cocoa Crisp at the end of the day.
Oh, hey, make sure all those niggas shoot those arrows too. Wasting gas money.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger, those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Pow.
That's right.
Hold on, man. I've got tears in my goddamn eyes.
That's right. D apostrophe Lord. His name is D Lord.
Hey man, how come we don't have church like that, goddammit?
I mean, they all got swallowed up, man.
Oh, shit.
You know.
Yeah. Hey man, we gotta leave the Baptists out of this, bro. Right now they ain't winning, all right? You gotta leave them out of this. You know what I'm saying? I got Methodists, I got Presbyterian over here trying to go Quaker. Right now it's a war outside, baby. But we ain't gonna do the Baptist people like that, man. It's the mineral rights, not the civil rights. But keep going.
I hear you. We can't claim the church no more, man. Ty Tribbett.
What you talking about? We can't claim the church no more, man. The Quaker church is getting bigger than ever.
Ty Tribbett has left the church, bro.
Who is that?
That was the fellow that was always dressed neat in a suit with a 100-piece band. He came after Kirk Franklin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ty Tribbett.
You know who you talking about? No. Yeah, man, Kirk Franklin is about the furthest we go back in the wine brothers. Hey, that tomorrow. Oh my God. I love that song.
That Ty Tribbett left the church, brother.
And where is he at? Where is he pastor residing right now, brother?
In Orlando, Florida. In Orlando, in Disney. In live. Yeah. You get it. Yeah.
Well, like I said, man, I mean, my biggest thing is I don't care what you do, how you do it, but we do got to reamp with some of these pews and everything else, you know. That's why, you know, I think that's why it's important that the writers of my Bible, I got a little bit of perspective from everybody, right?
Because for sure.
Nobody can have a Bible. Nobody can write a Bible like Mr. Shakespeare, Tupac, Lucien Crooks himself, right? And I'm very disappointed in all of us for not picking Tupac to write our Bible, right? Because here we have a Montague and a Capulet. Like 3-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, and soap, right? You know what I'm saying? Right before our very eyes. You got to understand, this nigga had you crying for dear mama, but when you left the church, you was ready to ride. You hid the gun in the goddamn Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Tupac gone now. If we was just taking them from all over the place, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I got to incorporate. If I got to get a disciple, 12-man disciple.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him right now, man. I got to throw Agent Zero into the mix. I got to have Gilbert Arenas on this staff. I need Gilbert Arenas.
Oh, my God.
Do you hear the name?
Arenas to help him write the fucking
Gilbert line? Arenas. Bro, listen to the name. Gilbert Arenas. That sounds like someone who could co-author the Bible.
I love the nigga's game, though. I ain't gonna lie. I love the nigga's game.
Agent Zero. Shit. Gotta have him. Let me see.
I mean,
and last, but certainly not least, Billy D. Williams.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
He's just going off Star Wars right now, ain't he?
Yeah, he riding out, too. Billy D., Quincy Jones. No, we got some people out there.
We didn't say the soundtrack yet, bro.
Right.
Yeah, chill. I mean, he's bringing Quincy Jones in here, bro. Ain't nobody, we talking about the Bible right now. Ain't nobody said nothing about no Quincy Jones.
But that's my 12. My 12 is Gilbert Arenas.
Bro, I can't. Bro,
hey,
we can't.
My disciples. These my disciples right here. Gilbert Arenas. Bill Cosby.
Oh, all right.
Betty White. Marla Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
Who else did I have out there? Morgan Freeman.
All right.
Let's see. I'm trying to go quick. I'm trying to grab them quick. Give me Andre 3000.
All right.
Now, give me CeeLo Green. Give me CeeLo Green.
All right. A natural pygmy.
I need my boy. Willie Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Jesus himself.
I need me an international player, though. I need me a player that can relate Bob to both Marley, sides.
Man, I thought you've been digging the man up for the last two weeks, right?
Nah. I need an old world, new world guy. Right. Give me Sean Connery.
Oh, well, shit, I can get down with that any day of the week, baby. I love Sean Connery.
Give me Hannibal Lecter, for sure. I'm trying modern times. Let's go. I need three more, two more, four more, three more, two more. Here we go. Trick Daddy.
Losing religion, nigga. Let's go.
Trick Daddy.
What you mean, Trick Daddy?
My bad. Sade. I need Sade.
Oh my God. That's Mary fucking Magdalene. I need the ministry of Sade. Right there.
Yeah, I need a ministry of Sade, and I'm just close out
right
with this
now, right? I goddamn Sade, let her in the church, please.
And last but not least,
Lionel Richie.
He nice, but
damn, we are the world. Nice. You turn your back on that nigga.
Yeah, he nice.
You very disrespectful, boy. You very disrespectful. You ain't getting no potato salad, nigga.
It's all right though. But I'm taking a European guy, man.
Oh man, I tell you what, the NBA him.
Yeah, I'm torn, man. I want Elton John. But I don't know if Elton John.
I mean, I want the Elton John with a little cocaine, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't want this rational guy. I want an angry, you know.
I'm going to flip it.
All right.
I'm thinking about people who will have great quotables, great quotables.
Remember, we're talking about the Bible, so I need this shit.
I know. All right. My Bible going to be spicy, though, man. It's going to be a little perverted. Give me Jack Nicholson.
Oh, well, shit, we still trying to go to heaven, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we still trying to get there.
We in heaven. Heaven is on earth, man. You know what I'm saying? The whole club. Whole Y'all get club. The merchandise. TalkingChipPodcast.com. For sure. Yeah.
But yes, yeah, sir. Man, I mean, that's a healthy 12 right there, man. I mean, as far as, you know, you cover a lot of different ranges. I don't see the Sade thing. I mean, I know she's a good singer, but what's so good about her?
I mean she's just gonna hum in the background, man. You know, soft words.
Yeah, but I mean, I was kind of wanting writers, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, and you kind of took advantage of me on that one because I'm a big fan of hers, right? So I kind of forgot about the
Sade, the most iconic line. I was into you. I knew you were the one for me. I swear the whole world. Exactly. That wasn't even a lot. But it's something that can be looped and sung. Yeah,
nigga.
100.
I mean, nigga, you talking about techno since the 80s, right? I mean, I hear you. I mean, if you was going to do that, you would have won Whitney Houston. See, this is the reason why I ask you these questions, right? It's because I wanted you to walk into this. And then, you know, I mean, so, and then you wanted to make sure you had some European influence. I noticed you were real disciplined about your money when it came down to that, right? And I asked you to write the Bible. And I feel like you gave me We Are the Fucking World.
Man.
I'm quite complimented. I appreciate that, Doctor. But my time is over. We need new heroes. I think you should look for AMAC. He is the philosopher of stereo. He is the one that knows. He is the GOAT. Go and do that. Seize the day, Doctor.
Seize the day.
God damn, I'm scared. Man.
You see how the Hey, you see how my French connection just came in. Bonjour. Bonjour, homeboy. Bonjour. Oh, he just came in out of nowhere.
Hey, I need some boiled eggs or something, man. That shit is too much.
I am the Holy Spirit. I am the counselor. And I'm here to tell you that not everyone is going to heaven. Only 144,000, and they will be the government. Not the first, not the second, not the third. But don't fret. You can live on the earth, and there will be heaven on the earth. Start reading the Bible correctly!
Yeah, I mean, we gotta pay taxes before you go anywhere to heaven.
Man, we in heaven. There's heaven on earth, baby. Heaven on earth.
Even the slaves got that. I mean, I love the AI, man. I mean, AI is really doing its thing out there, but reading the Bible correctly, right? I'm dyslexic, man. So, I mean, I get to break all types of rules.
Boom.
So does that mean that I read...
Two more suggestions. Lawrence Fishburne. Gladys Knight.
Shout out to the only female black Mormon that we know.
Who's that?
Gladys Knight.
She was singing songs with pimps. I mean, that was the first time I said pimps were able to work together on a block. And they put that bitch first.
They were not pimps, bro.
Well, yeah, it was the Gladys Knight and the pimps. I'm leaving tomorrow on a midnight train to Georgia. The niggas had to divvy up the cab money, nigga.
Those were, what they call those guys that ride the bicycles for the Jehovah's? I mean, for the Mormons? That was those guys, man.
No, bro. They were pimps. It was Gladys Knight and the pimps.
For sure. South Georgia.
A-Mac Daddy, carping them dimes. Respect.
Yeah, Dolemite wrote for them. Dolemite. I bet Dolemite wrote every single song she sang.
Hell yeah. I fucks with Dolemite. 144,000. These numbers be awesome, man, that they come up with. It's all good.
Oh, as far as being able to get up in heaven or like a, I guess, wage increase at Amazon. I would have to see. I was Jeff like, that Bezos. Sounds like the wage increase. What's that?
Jeff Bezos, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying, like, I wonder if Hobby Lobby and Amazon, I said 144,000 of our employees are going to get wage increase because that's how many people are getting into heaven. You know, some of these places are closed on Sundays, bro.
For sure. Imagine that, bro. Trying to hit that lottery of 144. What? To be one of the 144,000
A. How much?
That he proclaimed. To hit that lottery, bro.
No, I'm talking about how much does it cost to be able to get to go to heaven?
Hey. He said read the book correctly. So we got to read the book correctly so we can get the answer on that. But yeah, man, the DNA... Man, I'm going back to the DNA, man. You're not.
Well, that is the book. Is what you're saying is Jacob's ladder, right? Is the right. DNA is the stairway to heaven?
Sure enough. Sure enough.
Yeah. I mean, I just think when there's so much plagiarism, in our family tree, you know, and you know, you hear the term plantation, family tree, you know, and you hear roots. I mean, it can scare black people a little bit, right? You know what I mean? And they call it, And they call it genealogy. And I'm like, well, damn, now I'm over here with Aladdin, sitting on some Persian rugs with, you know, somebody probably had sex on, right? So, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just genealogy. And they said, well, what's your 23andMe? And I'm like, well, damn, that sounds like Dr. Pepper. I said, man, everybody's fucking with me, man. I feel like I'm watching In Living Color on the Truman Show. You know what I'm saying? Listen,
I feel you, bro. It's been a powerful week, man. If you want to incorporate religion, man. Ramadan kicked off yesterday. Bismillah. Hey, shout out to all
my
people.
What do you mean Ramadan kicked off, man? You sitting there like you a disc jockey at MTV.
No, Ramadan did kick off, man. And then Maha Shivaratri, Shivaratri 24 was huge. No, it was huge, man. Puja Muharit was there. I watched
it. Oh, yeah, I heard. Is that the who is that, the Bollywood star? Is that what you're talking about?
He's not no fucking star, bro. He was a speaker, the guru, allegedly or supposedly, of I don't know if he's Hindi or not, but anyways, he was out there doing his thing, talking and chanting, and they did their thing, man. This went down last Friday, March 8th. They rocked out until March.
But I mean, he basically said he had an expensive powwow.
Yo, I mean, if I had to fathom a real number, maybe 200,000 people were out there. It was deep. They had it on Instagram, man. So, you know, I got a chance
hopefully
to see.
They had somebody had some grits out there.
Oh, Lordy.
I mean, I'm still eating East Indian.
Now, I know you think you're smart, see, because you got all them flashy clothes, you got that big car there, you got all them black bitches.
You forgot about the white ones. Ask Dr. One Tone, fool.
Peter Tony, man. I go by Peter Tony now. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, I love me some grits. Woman, shut up!
Damn, these niggas are good tonight. Hey, man, I'm about to start drinking out of the goddamn Yahtzee cup.
Yeah. Hindi Festival, man. Hindi Festival.
Oh, is that, Lord, hey, man, it took you that long to come up with that? You know, they have Choice Hotels just turned down that big deal, right?
Nah, what happened?
Oh, no. Well, Choice Hotels, you know, they kind of had a little takeover deal going with Wyndham. And so it really didn't transpire the way that we thought. Shout out Choice Hotels, Double Diamond member. I love what you guys do. I love the waffles in the morning, everything you guys did for me in the past. I love you, Choice Hotels. Keep doing your thing. AKA your boy.
Sorry. Bro. Why? Hey, now on a religious note, Baptists.
Yeah.
Why they don't have these big national festivals? You know what I'm saying? Like who is that? The Catholics? Not named the Catholics. Who got Lent? We in Lent right now too. My fault.
Let me give y'all. The Catholics, ain't it? Yeah. They got the fish sandwiches coming up at McDonald's. At McDonald's.
They not the Catholics.
Y'all were talking that cod again, right? Hey, you may want to check the fish. Don't invite Tone if you got catfish. He wants cod.
Who celebrates Lent, man? Let me find out, man.
Everybody celebrates Lent. You get the green ice cream shake. Yeah, the shamrock. Yeah, the sham shakes is coming out at McDonald's. Man, I'm programmed.
Lent is observed by Christians of Anglican, Eastern Orthodox, Lutheran, Methodist, Moravian, right, and on and on and on and on, like Erykah Badu. I'm not going to go through all these different denominations, but it is a Christian thing.
Hey, man, those are good people. Those are good ones you named, bro.
It's all good, but I don't see no Southern Baptists. I don't see no Baptists up in it. What do the Baptists do?
Careful, bro.
I'm serious. Yeah, what do the Baptists do? Man,
come on. Hey, listen, bro. We trying to get our weight up right now. Let me see what the deacon got, bro. You ain't gotta. The numbers is down. He said the whole COVID thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, hey, we got some retreats coming up, right? Isn't that right, sister? We got some retreats coming up. Listen, it's about one with God right now, brother. But next.
Oh, here we go. Baptist people. What they do for Lent? They sing songs of salvation. Oh, that's it? Okay. They say, oh, however, Lent is not generally practiced by Baptists. Jeez. We always sitting one out, man. Always.
Yeah, I mean, but the Baptists are the ones that really speak in tongues, right? So, I mean, if you speak in tongues, once a week, hell, I don't know how many steps that is on the calorie chart, right? So, I mean, I don't think they should be susceptible to eating, some creature from the sea.
That's Pentecostal, man. Pentecostal.
Oh. Hey, man, if you wanted to do a show on gangbanging, man, I mean, you should have just told me that earlier, bro. God damn.
Like, churches are set for us, really. They worse than the Greek frats.
What do you mean, Pentecostal, bro? He said, man, hey, and we were getting along. We were doing so well, brother.
The Pentecue, bro. Pentecostals. Yeah.
In tongues, right? Which is just a derivative of us Quakers.
They shout. They do the Holy Ghost dance. They do their thing.
Yeah. And remember, none of us pay taxes.
That's right. Make your donations, man. Send me some money for a coffee. $TONERob. Send me some money so I can get a coffee. But man, the show's up there, bro. We got the Talking Chip podcast. That's where we drop all these shows at, man, so y'all can go back, play them back for your friends. Get more friends to be our friends, and we can be friends, man. We try to do some live shows, get back on video, so we can get some clips, get some, what they call them now, reels? Get some reels going.
I think they're called pyramid. So when did you start doing the pyramid scheme for the 23andOnes? Like, when did you sign up to do that?
I did it last summer, bro. I did it last summer.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm just saying, like, is this one of those Amway things, my nigga?
No, it's not Amway, man. It was a personal choice.
And how do I know those people even wear white lab coats when they do my DNA?
Damn, son. I don't know, but the reason why I did it was my purest intent. My cousin did it. He was telling me something about some whatever CMs or whatever the shit is called, whatever case may be. And I was trying to see how closely we were related with some of these people. Now, some telling tales. Now, I did find out one of my aunties, who they proclaim to be my aunt, possibly, more than likely, is my grandma's sister. But she raised her as her daughter. Yeah, man, it's a lot of dark secrets, bro, when you come into genealogy and DNA testing and all kind of crazy stuff. So if my family don't know, they know now.
We gotta give it to the genie, man. I mean, every time you say genealogy, I feel like I gotta go back to Africa.
Why is that, bro? Why is that?
What do you mean, why?
Why we got?
I mean, where's the jinn? The jinn is a bad spirit. You know, just not the Tangeray stuff. The jinn is one of those ancient spirits that they have in the Middle East and Africa, right? A genie in the bottle. A gin is a spirit, kind of like we consume alcohol as a spirit, wine and spirits. So the spirit and true. So when you say genealogy, I keep looking for a bad spirit or something like that. So, I mean, that just makes me feel like we're going back to Africa.
I guess so, man. I never thought of it in that relation, but, you know, you are correct when you're saying it's a spirit. And just to keep in line how, what do we say, deconstructing white paper, how they love to play with or dig up the dead. I mean, essentially, that's what I was doing. I was going back in time, man, trying to match up to see who was who. And the chips fell a certain way for me that I didn't have any bad experience, bro, personally. It was very rewarding for me, so... People can knock it all they want, you know what I mean? But I got much, I guess I could say, what's that? Gratification from the process. So if it's for you, cool, give it a shot, man. Hey, to my families and cuz, bro, I know they listen to the show a lot. So get them a shout out. For just being supportive, man. Appreciate y'all. Didn't know me from a can of paint, man. But just jumped on the team and, you know, celebrate the art that we painting right now in a different light. You know, everybody's not a writer, everybody's not a rapper. So it's all good. Appreciate y'all.
Speak for yourself, nigga.
I ain't gonna let you, bro, shoot holes through me, man, and make me feel like Swiss cheese. I'm good. What's up with y'all, man? Before we close out, man, any parting words? Dub, E. Reed, man, y'all like the show? How we going? The flow, the format. We do appreciate all y'all contributions, though. Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, man. Oh, never that. But I mean, we do. Oh, we got one.
Yeah, no, go ahead and say what you were saying, bro. I get to
it. Oh, no, man. I mean, I really need everybody to save your well bones. It's an easy buy-in. You know, we will be teaming up with 23andOne to test the authenticity of wellbone.com crypto money. So I mean, the validity is there. It's under the sea. We are looking into whale sharks right now. We got a committee looking at that. Whether we're gonna, you know, and then we are in coherence and compliance with the whole endangered, you know, species act. So we not. I mean, I just don't want people to think we're going out there harming whales or anything like that, but. You know, when Shamu dies at SeaWorld, you know, we will take that money that's going to go towards the Pygmy Pyramid Foundation.
Every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. Be well, you two. Onward and upward. And much love to you, Reed.
Hey man, it sounds like one. He may be a future producer. He sounds like one of like my future producer boss or some shit like that, man. Like Alec Baldwin or some shit.
It's all good, man. Like I said, I appreciate the contribution. It takes a lot, man. It takes a lot of energy for people to really, you know, contrive all these thoughts and bring them together and put them out there collectively in open space. And with the live show, it's even more difficult because, you know, this is impromptu. We on the spot. We're not scripted. So, hey, it's a beautiful thing the way it comes together organically.
Yeah. So you going to invest or not, bro?
I got you, bro. How much I got to put in?
Man, don't do me like that.
How much, bro? Because, I mean, crypto is at 70K right now. I mean, Bitcoin is at 70-ish. I got to go back and listen to some other Bitcoin shows and coin.
But the great thing about the corpse of a whale is the blubber, too, right? I haven't even told you about those dividends. you know, how it can keep you warm or it can keep the lights on. But like I said, I got some cuneiform codex, you know, inscribed in whalebone. You know, we could talk about that later. I ain't trying to get in trouble or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
Remember,
man.
This is not gold. This is whalebone.
You keep it greasy, bro. I get it. It's all good. One up, man. I got a crypto at 71. What's this other thing? Ethereum. Cardona. Got a little bit of Cardona. What's going on with the Cardona?
Like Spanish invasion.
Dogecoin. It's irking and jerking. Ethereum classics. What else is good on here? Nvidia. Shout out to Nvidia, man. It's regular stock. Took that little money back up. Let me take that yield off of that. But nah, man, 10% we gotta invest.
Goes to Peter.
Hey, gotta make this money, man. Gotta make this money. But I'm always looking for different ventures and things like that, man. I know we kind of deviating as we trying to close the doors, but I guess it's the right thing to do because we gotta collect some money, man. We pass the collection plate around. Gotta do what we gotta do. The whalebone thing, it's cool. Y'all gonna go to talkingchit.com. It's coming. Whole club collection tees, custom tees. I'm a hand roller myself, bro. I will hand roll. Yeah, so y'all will know that Peter Tony rolled this. He put his touch, his wrist, his effort, sweat equity into this motherfucker, bro. You know, it's all good. I got a couple shorts already.
Well, like I said, man, I mean, whalebone, I don't know. I don't know. We buy calcium every single day at CVS and Walgreens. Why not invest in it for your overall future?
For sure. Last message. And I'm going to close the doors and blow out the candle.
You're absolutely correct about me being the producer. And are there any bullets in this thing? Be well.
One more time.
You're absolutely correct about me being the producer. And are there any bullets in this thing? Be well.
I don't know. Hey, I wish ChatGPT was incorporated on this particular platform so I could break it down. That would be cool. That'd be cool. But to next time, man, again, appreciate E-Reed, Dub, Cassie, everybody who came through for the live shows. It'll be posted as is, raw and naked, by the morning, by the sun up. Peace.
Send me your Bibles. Send me your Bibles and I'll sign them.